This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. That is Todd, the Radio God Mitchell.
Right
there. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. I understand he is joined in the studio. We're both in Bismarck today. He's on East Rosser, and I'm up overlooking the bluffs at the University of Mary. For our broadcast today, University of Mary's hosting a press conference later this morning at 11:30. I didn't want to miss it. Show ends at 11, you know, the whole logistical thing, so I'm here, so I don't miss it. Plus, get a chance to catch up with Monsignor James Patrick Shea, Jim Shea, as some call him, Monsignor, President Shea. He is, of course, the president of the University of Mary. He'll be here.
Who calls him Jim?
Well, I've heard people call him Jim.
Really?
Yeah, huh. I don't.
I could not do that. And I'm Lutheran, for crying out loud.
I call him Monsignor. It's a well-earned title.
Exactly. I do, too. Anything else would feel weird.
Yeah. Kevin Cramer calls him Jim Shea, so I don't know. Maybe when you're a senator, you can get by with that.
But Kevin wants to be called Kevin, so I guess if he wants to not have the title used on him, then you can't use the title on other people if you're him. So.
True. A lot of innovation going on at the School of Engineering at the University of Mary, and we're going to talk to Dr. Pilling today about that, and also Jerome Richter, who is the vice president of, I think, Advancement is his title. He's one of the top VPs here at the University of Mary. All of them will join us, talk about the School of Engineering and the Vision 2030 and, you know, economic impacts that are happening. They're very involved in the workforce situation, so a lot to talk about. We'll do that next hour. This hour, I'm kind of curious what you want the president to say. He is speaking tonight at 8 o'clock from the Oval Office. First time President Donald Trump has addressed the nation from the Oval Office. That's obviously a spot reserved for serious matters to discuss with the American public. And I know it's a good choice for his address, only from the reaction from Democrats who are, you know, spitting up their cornflakes as we speak because they're so mad about the president, you know, using the Oval Office to talk to the country. Last time I checked, he won the election. The Oval Office is temporarily his, and if he chooses to address the nation from there, well, that's just fine. I think also we see something going on, and I don't know if you've caught this, where the situation at the border is being discussed more as a humanitarian crisis than a need to stop an invasion from illegal immigrants. And it is, isn't it? So what happened along the way here? I don't know what happened, because there was a time that I remember that the Democrats were, for lack of a better term, bleeding hearts. You know, you've heard that term, bleeding heart liberal. In other words, they can't pour enough of other people's money towards a problem because, oh, I feel so bad for that person. I feel so bad for that person. And look, as to suggest, we don't all feel bad for anybody that's in harm's way. The problem is you cannot, with other people's money, with tax dollars, fix every problem in this world. You can't. So anyway, if I'm a Democrat, I'm a bleeding heart, I'd have to look at the border and say, what's happening? Look at this sex trafficking that's going on. Folks, do you know what sex trafficking is? It's when somebody buys or steals a child. You know, basically puts them on a mule, whether that be a truck or anything else, some way to transport them illegally across the border, and then makes money off it, prostitutes them, sells these children so they can engage in sexual relations with a customer somewhere. They're like a slave. They are sex slaves. That's what they are. It's no different than what we saw many decades ago with slavery. It isn't. They're sold for work. One person is selling a human being to another person for a helping hand. It's the same thing here for even a sick and more sick and twisted, if that's possible, deal. So is that not a humanitarian crisis? How many deaths in America have we had from the opioid crisis? We now have more deaths every year from the opioid crisis than we did the entire Vietnam War. I think people would say the Vietnam War was a tragedy of all tragedies for many reasons, right? And God bless those who were there. But many, 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 many died because of a poorly managed war. They were not well served by their elected leaders. So, bad chapter in American history. Well done by individuals putting themselves in harm's way. I'm not putting this on those that served in Vietnam. I'm putting it on elected leaders, but it was a mess, right? And we all look at that back and say, oh my gosh, the body bags that came back. That we rightfully are repulsed with the carnage that came from the Vietnam War. Why aren't we with opioids? They're coming across the border illegally. Is that not a humanitarian crisis? So let's do what the Democrats do for a minute. Anytime you're not for any of their policies, you're what? You're heartless, you're evil, you don't care. I guess they don't care about sex trafficking. I guess they don't care about opioid deaths. We know they have a motivation to have more people come across the border who ultimately become citizens and ultimately become voters, they believe, for them. Is that enough to set aside the sick, awful, horrible situation with sex trafficking? Is that enough to look the other way on the deaths that are coming from opioids? I sure hope not. But right now they own it. Right now they don't care about it. And in my mind, President Trump tonight could go a long way to making that case and to changing the tone on this entire argument and have the Democrats feel a little bit of pain here politically and say, all right, enough already. Let's do a deal. And folks, I'm telling you, I don't want this and you don't want this, but there are going to be some occasions of deal making between President Trump and the Democrats, because nothing becomes law if it doesn't pass the Senate. So you either have to have overwhelming political buy-in and enough American public support for legislation that the Democrats will defy their leadership, or you have to cut a deal. One or the other. And so in this case, it's probably saying those that came here illegally are going to be put on a path to citizenship under DACA, or it's, you know, going to be spending a little more here, a little more there than we want to. You know, the trick is the art of the deal. And that's why we, I believe, elected Donald J. Trump. So my hope is that the president doesn't give an inch on the wall, the barrier, you know, the steel slats, the cement, whatever. Call it whatever you will. And continues to make the case for this, pointing out the human tragedy that is happening as a result of a porous border. And I heard Tom Holman say again last night, and one of my favorite guests we've ever had on this program, guy that worked for presidents back to Reagan in immigration, Republican and Democrat alike, says Donald J. Trump has done more to secure the border than any other president, and where we put a barrier, illegal crossings are down big time. So we're talking about more of the same here. Border Patrol wants it. ICE wants it. Why wouldn't we do it? It's my take. I want yours at 800-228-0550 today on the program. 701-258-0550. What do you want to hear from the president tonight? What should he say? How should he make this case? What should he talk about when he's at the border? He'll be there Thursday. Has the president ever been to the border? A president of the United States down on the border saying, here's what works, here's what doesn't. I know he went down there to look at the wall toward the Fisher Industries, some Dickinson Wall and about seven others. But I think that was somewhere in the Arizona desert, a little ways from the border. I don't think it was right at the border. But president at the border, I think, is a great thing. So Tuesday, you know, Wednesday, we're talking about his speech. And Thursday and Friday, we're talking about his trip to the border, awakening the American public to this, I hope, for crying out loud. All right, so let me know what you think of 258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text us, too. Todd loves your text, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. One texter says, open borders. Southern states would have hundreds of hospitals. We would pay. you know, I've talked about sex trafficking, I've talked about the opioid crisis, but on the illegal immigration side, and when they do get here, the cost, you know, just the dollars and cents to local schools, to local communities, to hospitals, is almost incalculable. It's unbelievable. It really is. Our program is brought to you in part by our friends at the Lignite Energy Council, the folks that are doing more good work on research to prove out the falsehoods that are out on the global warming front every day. And, of course, SecureEnergyFuture.org as well. SecureEnergyFuture.org, same thing. Affordable, reliable energy. How important is that? Without Lignite. You don't have to go to Lignite. Without coal, you don't have it. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, one of our fine sponsors on the program. 16 past the hour, your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to health care or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Pfeiffer's.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On the illegal immigrants that shot and killed Officer Singh 1 hour after Christmas. Officer Singh had just had Christmas with his family, his five-month-old boy and wife. Went to work with his police dog, and he's shot, pulled him over for no license, and I believe it was a third DUI. I would like to know, was a blood alcohol level done on this illegal thug? He has a criminal record of 2 DUIs. I would like to know what was his blood alcohol level on the other two. What was his sentencing on the other two? Did he have a current license and insurance? And what was his blood alcohol level? And I am outraged as an American citizen that he is now getting a mental health evaluation to delay his next hearing for 5 weeks. And so now they will try to use that he is mentally ill. Did they use it on the DUIs? Was he mentally ill with that? And I am outraged as a citizen that we have to pay for all of this. I understand our federal and state prisons are full of illegal immigrant criminals. And he gets an attorney paid for. And the five of the seven that lied and covered up evidence, they also, the five people that covered up for him, also get court-appointed attorneys paid for by us. So I hope Scott Hannon's show brings us out. That.
Well, we'll see if he does.
Yeah, I mean, she just did. And she, I think, first of all, he fled. So he shot the officer dead, then backup was called, and then he was out of there. He was gone. Remember, they had to do like a manhunt for him. So I think the blood alcohol level question is out the window, and I don't know. It seems small and unimportant to me at this point because, you know, it is what it is. He's a thug. And, as far as, your other questions related to, first of all, this guy should be the poster child for why Donald Trump is right about the border and about sanctuary cities and why Heidi Heitkamp and the other Democrats that think about this, folks. Their way of thinking is that illegal immigrants like this guy ought to be protected when they get pulled over and not referred to ICE. I mean, you can't make it up. And this guy shot the officer because why? He'd been picked up twice before. He knew exactly what was coming. So, did he have a driver's license? Good question. I mean, I'll give you that one. I think that's not bad, but most of that, I think we already have a good idea, unfortunately, of what the problem is. I was one that wanted President Trump to go to the funeral of Officer Tsang, you know? I think that a legal immigrant shot dead by an illegal immigrant tells exactly the story of what conservative Republican rule is looking for in the way of protecting the national security of this country. I really do. We're brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, by the way. And it's a great story. It's one of my favorite North Dakota success stories. It just really is. I mean, Mark's grandfather, 1935, died right at H.A. Thompson & Sons. He was the fire chief of the city of Bismarck. You know, I mean, that community service that was there. His dad grew the business. Mark and his wife and daughters have grown the business. And what do? They serve North Dakotans every day. HATandSons.com is a great place to find out how you can benefit. And I always talk about the commercial buildings and what they're doing there, managing the mechanical of buildings. Yes, the HVAC, but sometimes even more. You know, things to do with the manufacturing. They can do it. Design, build, new construction, prefab, repair, remodel. I mean, they do it all. Call them at 701-223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. All right, let's go to the phones and find out what you want President Trump to say tonight or anything else. Christian in Fargo, you're next at 2580550. Go ahead, Christian.
Morning, Captain.
good morning to you.
Hope you had an uneventful trip back from Texas.
I was actually in Washington D.C. and I had a very eventful trip out there. Horrific delays, but back was painless. Back was painless. So I made it back. I didn't make it down to Frisco this year. So it's the second year I've not been able to get down there and hang out with all those crazy Bison fans and watch that dynasty unfold. So, but I'm back safe and sound in Bismarck today at the University of Mary, actually.
What I would like to see Trump come out and say is I want him to call out the Democrats for the dirty Democrats they are. I want them to call out the Republicans for the spineless Republicans that they are. Spineless. And I want him to declare his He wants to. I want him to declare as an independent running in the next presidential election.
You do? Why?
Because I don't think that the Republican Party is doing any service to him.
Yeah, they're not doing enough. But I would say he's a lot better off with Republicans than he is Democrats. I don't disagree that Republicans could do more. And there's swampish Republicans. Thankfully, a couple of them just left Washington. Bob Corker and.
Believe as an independent, he'd probably collect just as many votes. But yeah, that's just me.
Yeah. Do you think if he were an independent that, some Democrats that see their party thinking it's okay to have open borders might come his way?
Well, I think he'd probably it would divide things up pretty naturally because there's just as many Democrats out there that are just disgusted with the whole thing, that want their country to be safe and their children to be safe.
Christian, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, okay?
Happy New Year.
You bet. Listen to the president tonight, by the way. That'll be broadcast live if you're out and about, as most of North Dakota always is. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag. And you can catch it loud and clear tonight. President's address at, is it 8 o'clock, Todd? That's 8, right? Or is
yep.
it 8 Eastern? 8 our time.
Nope, 9 Eastern, 8 Central.
8 Central.
7 Mountain.
Sounds good, yeah. Texter says, day 18 of the federal government shutdown, still no UFO reports. Oh, wait, outer space aliens aren't the problem. Yeah, I do agree. The longer this goes and the lack of, real tough impact, other than some of the games being played like, by TSA agents. Tougher this will be to defend, I think. No doubt about it. Myron in Fargo, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Hi. I am just so disgusted with our representatives and our senators, and when you call them the threat of walls around everything. Colin Peterson claims that he's the most bipartisan representative in Washington, and I say, well, Has he ever voted for the border wall, which I doubt if he has? We need to hold them accountable for the deaths of Americans. And they try to waltz around that, but I believe it is on their back because they are not helping this president to protect this country.
They'll be scared if you let them know that's how you feel. So any Republican you feel isn't doing enough to support President Trump, let them know. Trust me on this one thing. Enough voices do that, it'll change.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today's the 8th anniversary of a mass shooting in Tucson, Arizona that killed 6 people and seriously wounded several others, including then-Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Patricia Maish was labeled a hero for helping to disarm the young shooter that day.
Thank you for taking the time to remember. It's important. People whose loved ones have been taken, all they do is want you to remember so that they don't fade away.
Giffords is expected to be on hand today as Democrats in the U.S. House introduce a bill to require universal background checks for all gun sales.
President Trump is to address the nation tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern on what he calls a national security crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. He's considering declaring a national emergency to get funding for a border wall, and he's to visit the border on Thursday. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I stayed at the beautiful Evergreen Springs Inn last night. Mike Boschenberger and his crew over there, fabulous, formerly known as the Expressway Inn. And I tell you what, they have completely remodeled. It is absolutely wonderful. I love staying there. Everything's been upgraded, and it's really cool. And I did bring along my pillow, but I'm not sure I even needed to because the pillows were even great. But I don't go anywhere without my pillow. I've been thinking about, Todd, do you think it would be a little too much like Linus and Peanuts to bring along the mattress topper? You know, like drag that into the hotel. They have
you
those.
You can explain that to everybody in the hotel. And you might even, you know, that, you know, Mike really ought to give you a free one. Because if you walk into a hotel showing everybody that, oh, well, wherever I stay, I bring this with because it's that good, then he'll end up selling a bazillion of them, so.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I'm thinking they have those luggage carts, and it would be a little bit longer than that, but I probably could get it in.
Okay, you could roll them up, right, or fold them or something.
Yeah, exactly right. So, anyway, I'm really looking forward to trying this sometime and seeing the looks I get. But the pillows, for sure, they're the best. And, of course, if you buy right now the mattress topper, you get 30% off the mattress topper, and they throw in two pillows. Yes, they throw in two pillows.
And those are pillows.
Those are pillows, yeah, exactly, unlike the famous movie. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. All I can tell you is that I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. It was a great addition, so trust me, you're going to immediately say, wow. And it's a lot cheaper than a new mattress, so it's a good way to go. Everspring Inn and Suites, too, by the way. Stay refreshed in Bismarck. You'll love that next time you're here. 26 before the top of the hour. A couple of calls waiting to weigh in here, and we're going to join. We're going to have Kevin Skunas join us here in a couple of minutes. Kevin is a farmer from Arthur, chairman of the National Corn Growers Association, and the corn folks lost a champion for agriculture in Dale Irie recently. We're going to talk with Kevin a little bit about that, and also his visit out to Washington, D.C. to partake in the events of Congressman Kevin Cramer becoming Senator Kevin Cramer. How about that? So anyway, that in a little bit, and also next hour, Monsignor James Shade, Jerome Richter, and Dr. Pilling from the School of Engineering at University of Mary coming up, too. Let's see here. Who's first to go? We're going to go to Bowman and Ernest. What's on your mind, Ernest?
Well, I've been hearing on the news about all these government workers that want to go to work and they can't. And yet, at the other side, we got the Congress that are going to work, and they're not doing their job. So maybe we shouldn't pay the congressmen and let the little people go back to work.
Yeah, interesting. Isn't it just a classic Washington to have them continue to get paid when there's a shutdown? I mean, if you want to, you know, go a little ways towards ensuring there'll be a deal before a shutdown happens, their pay would go away. But right. it's magnificent how they do that. And most times they find a way that they don't have to vote on it. You know, so it is. It's like some. It's part of some larger deal, and they're not. You know, I mean, oh my gosh, yeah. I don't disagree. I think. You know, I know that. I was just in Washington last week for a couple of days. Did the show from the Capitol for a couple of days, and you know, there people want to get this done, and really, this is all on the Democrats, right? Because the Republicans want to vote for a bill. They want it done. Now, there's a few Republicans going squishy, saying, "Oh, maybe just delay the bill, delay the wall." You have to use leverage. The Democrats love government. They want more government. And so it pains them to see anything in the way of tax dollars not going for government. So it is a leverage point with them. And I've got a texture speech to this. You know, that's a bargaining chip. You know what I'm saying, Ernest? I mean, that, you got to use it.
Well, yeah, it has to be a complete package. Otherwise, they won't do anything with it. They'll just kick it down the road.
You're exactly right. Texter says, you're exactly right, Scott. Thank you. I'm tired of people saying bargaining is caving in. We're not going to get a wall without President Trump doing some bargaining with the leftists. That's called reality. That is called reality. Ernest, well said. Thank you very much. Let me find out what's... Yeah, good talking to you. Call again. Let's find out what's on Ralph's mind. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to let everybody know that Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock at our state capitol in Bismarck, there's going to be a hearing on Senate Concurrent Resolution 4001. What this basically does, if it would pass, it would really trash our whole system, practically, of doing initiated measures. Our legislators, the people we elect to office, would love nothing better than to put an end to the initiative and referral system. And this bill would just about do it. And I want to dig into that in a future.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, if you feel strongly one way or another in that bill, go. You're exactly right, Ralph. I mean, that's what Bismarck's for. Legislators serve you. Go. That's 100% important. And you said that the hearing was when and where again?
It's at the Capitol. It's on at 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon.
All right, and when you get in there, you can see the screens. They'll tell you where the hearing room is, so you can find it. They're on TV monitors. It'll be easy to see. So just look up and find a TV monitor, and it'll tell you where the hearing room is, and go there. I don't have time to get into this today with you, Ralph, but I have some problems with the ability for anybody anywhere, to come into North Dakota. To pay people to go get signatures, to put some fancy language that really is, masking the real intent on a petition and sign it, send it in, and then people, go to the ballots and they go, oh, yeah, I didn't pay much attention to that. Yeah, okay, fine. I mean, Measure 1 is an absolute disaster. Measure 1 is so horribly written. Measure 1 is putting things in the Constitution. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I agree. I voted no on all four measures in November.
But I don't think it should have had a chance to be on the ballot given the deceit that was within it. And by the way, this wasn't deceit. This was unintended consequence, but the medical marijuana, the same thing. I mean, the way that was written caused the delay for the implementation. No doubt about it in my mind. So why not have a process? Why not have a process that says, let's give this a look before you sign off on it? And I think that's what they're trying to do. I don't, they're just saying, look, if there's an intent and people want it, fine, but we got to look at it and make sure it is true, first of all, and that it isn't illegal. So that's my thing on it, and I hope that's what comes out of this process. But I'm glad you're paying attention to what's happening, and I'm glad you're also suggesting people get there. Thanks very much. Got to get to our next guest, Kevin Skunas. Kevin is chair of the National Corn Growers Association. Caught up with him last week in Washington, D.C. Isn't that something? Two North Dakotans. We have to go to Washington, D.C. to catch up and say hi. And we live not too far apart. But that's the way things go. And, of course, Kevin was there for a momentous day as Kelly Armstrong sworn in as congressman, Kevin Cramer sworn in as senator. That was a day we'll probably all remember for a while. Right, Kevin?
Absolutely, Scott. It was a great day. Got to do a lot of visiting. We not only... visited with Kevin and Kelly, but as a National Corn Growers Association officer, we were out there and visiting with other members of the ag committees on both the Senate and the House, and it was just a fun day all around to see our delegation get sworn in.
I saw you and Senator Kramer spend a fair amount of time chatting with Mitch McConnell, and that's not often that you get FaceTime with the Senate Majority Leader, but that's got to be valuable too, huh?
Absolutely, we had a great conversation. You know, I just thanked Mr. McConnell, Senator McConnell, for his help getting the farm bill through this last year. Getting it through the Senate on a strong bipartisan effort. Of course, you can't have a conversation with Senator McConnell unless you talk about hemp a little bit. And I said, hemp's going to be a very important crop, but we have, all of the important minor crops across the U.S. that are very, very important to agriculture. And agriculture has to be united on all fronts. And it was just a great conversation.
North Dakota agriculture lost a real friend and an icon in Dale Irie last week. Talk a little bit about Dale and his legacy.
Well, certainly, it was such a loss for us. Dale passed away from an illness that came on kind of suddenly. He'll be missed. He had a great 34 years for the FSA and different parts of the FSA for North Dakota. He was always a strong advocate for agriculture. When I got on the North Dakota Corn Council, we'd have our meetings in the wintertime. We'd invite Dale to come through and give a talk to our board of directors, and he'd always bring forward all of the programs that we needed to look at, if it was EQIP or if it's something different on CRP. He knew the programs so well. He was such a great asset, and he'd always pull me aside after the meeting and say, Kevin, you gotta get your guys to look at these programs. These are so important to help our farmers. You're the good guys in agriculture, he said. You really just have to get looking at these programs. And then when he retired from his FSA a career after 34 years, we recruited him and got him hired as the executive director of the North Dakota Corn Growers, the North Dakota Corn Council, and he's done a great job there. He's so passionate for what he does. He got involved, not only in the North Dakota level, but also at the National Corn Growers level on our Risk Management Action Team, and he's been such a great resource for our corn community in getting this last farm bill shaped. We meet with our legislators out in D.C. and all of the commodity groups come together and try and explain, what our needs are. And Dale was just great at doing that. It's just going to be such a great loss for the corn growers and agriculture as a whole.
He was such a happy warrior, really was. And, obviously anybody passing away, you have a great deal of reminiscing about all the good they've done, the impact on so many. But you also, are sorry to see him going. He left us too early, didn't he?
He absolutely didn't. And Dale will never know how many lives he touched in a positive way. Just getting all the things that he, advocated for over the years. It's just a great loss. It's a personal loss to me. I'd become friends with Dale over the last 10, 15 years. Sat with him on a Saturday morning at the lake having coffee, and when he was contemplating, retiring from FSA, and he said, Kevin, I thought I'd probably going to retire from the FSA. And I said, well, Dale, I know he was a few years younger than me, what are you going to do? He said, well, I'm not going to retire. I'm not going to quit working. And I said, well, Dale, I've got a deal for you. That's when I encouraged him to apply for the job with North Dakota Corn Growers. And he then put his application into the state and the rest is history. And he was a great executive director.
He sure was. Did a great job. Champing as a happy warrior. The corn growers story. And as do you, as chair of the National Corn Growers. From Arthur, North Dakota, Kevin Schoonis. Thanks, Kevin.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. The fresh new look for Pizza Corner Pizza sure has garnered a lot of attention lately, but one thing remains constant, the same great taste. Just ask Shelly.
Yeah, it's awesome. My family was really skeptical at first, so we bought some just to try it, and my son is the biggest pizza lover you'll ever meet, and now he's in love, so now I'm buying many.
Or Dawn.
I've had the pizza already, and it is awesome.
Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for district and county representatives in Richland, Barnes, Trail, Grand Forks, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2019. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your Mind is powered by SchwandGMC.com. Big indoor used car sale, by the way, going on this Saturday. So if you're thinking, it's January, I'm not going to want to go walk through a bunch of cars. It'll be 72 degrees. Go for it.
I was listening to myself last night. I don't know if I need to see a doctor or not, but that was a little weird. I was, of course, in business.
It's like good to know somebody's listening to you. Anyway.
I was leaving AB Pizza. After a wonderful meal with with Jerome and Sarah Rector and Mary and Adam and Patrick and Charles and Gregory and Joseph.
Wow.
Fatso Joe, he's the baby.
What?
I didn't miss it, but Gregory, I get everybody in there. Andrew.
What?
Andrew, I think
what
was
it? What was Joe's nickname you just said?
Fatso Joe. He was born a little skinny, and so they had to, you know.
There is a story to it, because I mean, so, nobody, you wouldn't call somebody that without there being a valid story to it.
No, Joe's looking great, by the way, doing well. But when when Jerome called me shortly after, you know, the baby was born, and they were saying, hey, we need some prayers here to get some meat on those bones. He said, oh, yeah, he's gained a pound. I said, well, he's Fatso Joe. Let's call him Fatso Joe. Let's go. So that's where he was. I hope that's PC. It is, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway,
well, you shouldn't just call somebody that without explaining some context.
True, yeah.
To it.
I talked on the so I heard myself on the radio last night, the replay. And I have also heard from some people at Campbell say, that's when I listen. I listen at night. I catch it at night. I love it at night. I can listen more intently. So I love it. So remember that, 7 to 9 on 550. And by the way, at 8 o'clock on both AM 1100, the flag and 550 K-Fire will have the president's address to the nation from the Oval Office. And Texter says, good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to see President Trump play a slideshow with audio clips of all the Democrats and Republicans that were for border security in the past, but who are now not, because of him becoming president. What better time to expose these pathetic people than on every big news network tonight? Thanks. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? I have to tell you a quick story. I was blessed to be invited to the Oval Office to visit with George W. Bush. And it was at a very precarious time in the war in Iraq. And there were a handful of talk show hosts there, no other local hosts, so I felt very privileged to be among, you know, Bill Bennett you know, Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and Mark Levin and get off my phone, you big dope. Anyway, so we're there and in the Oval Office, and Glenn Beck and Mark Levin leaned over to me. We were on the couch together. He said, you watch, Beck won't shut up. That's what he said. And, of course, you know, everybody kind of had a turn, and then there was like a little Q&A. Just an off-the-record visit with the president. It's George W. Bush, 43. And he was explaining how much progress we were making on the ground in Iraq that wasn't getting through the filter of the media to the people. That's why he had no problem staying the course, okay, because he knew the real story. So Glenn Beck gets up and says, Mr. President, and he literally stands up. The rest of us just sitting down having an informal conversation. He stands up, gets in front of the desk of the Oval Office, and says, here's what you need to do. You need to put, you know, 5 television sets behind you and point to all these different stories you've told us about. Look what happened here. Look what they did here. Look how much we're winning there. Look how many we took out there. Look, you know, very MTV style, Mr. President. Mr., you know, if you tell that story with like MTV style, people will get it. Then the, you know, Generation, you know, Xers and Millennials, and they'll all get it. He sits back down. There's this very long, awkward pause. And, of course, all of us want to go under the couch, with the exception of Beck. He thinks he's got the greatest idea ever. And the president says, I'm more of a CMT guy than a MTV kind of guy. And with that, move to the next guy. Bill, what do you want to tell me? I totally cut Beck off at the knees. But the truth of the matter is, the texter has a very good point and a pretty good idea. You know, this president is much more about showbiz. He's more of an MTV guy than he is a CMT kind of guy. And I could see him doing something like that. And I don't know that it wouldn't be a bad idea. I really don't. Gary in Fargo, what's on your mind?
I'd just like to pipe in about the proposed legislation that Kim Koppelman was talking about yesterday on the initiated constitutional measures. And I already hear people talking about their misunderstanding this. And the guy that just called is a perfect example. It is not black and white. There's a big difference between the initiated measures that go into the Constitution versus the ones that just go into law. This proposal does not limit people at all from any initiated law changes, statutory changes. They can do anything they want. That it's a Constitution portion that's a problem. And I agree with you. There's too much junk in the Constitution. But people, I would ask that you, when this comes up, just people need to understand that difference. Because if they just say it's no good because it's taking away power from the people, that's not really true. They can do anything to change the law through the initiated measures.
Very good point. Well, very, very good point. So people should know, hey, all of these things that have happened, you know, have happened through the initiating mixed pressures, and you can continue to do them. We're only talking about these, and the most recent being Measure 1. I mean, I don't know about you, but I think the Constitution of the great state of North Dakota requires a lot more thought than people in a Walmart parking lot throwing their name on a signature and people not paying attention to a petition and hiding what the actual language will be in the way that it was deceitful. Measure 1 was pure fraud, and unfortunately people bought it. Good point, Gary. Thank you for bringing it up. More coming up from the University of Maryland. What's on your mind?
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.